Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have the choir singing Something Good is About to Happen, and then part three of Pastor Duck's message.
Oh, I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day. We've got shed is worth all the investment. For I know he'll see me through, he said he would. He has promised eye or ear can hardly fathom all the things he has in store for those who pray. And I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, this could be that very day. I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he'd open all the heaven. And brother, it could happen any day. We've got people humming themselves all on Jesus. And they look to heaven expecting as they pray. I just things are gonna get better either way. I have never been more thrilled about tomorrow. Sunshine's always bursting through the skies of gray. I just feel like something good is about to happen. And brother, this could be that very day.
I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on.
The world may not want it. People in our nation may not want it. They may want to chase somebody today that does not stand for any biblical values. But I tell you what, I'm like Joshua of old. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. Face the facts. We've got to face the facts today that we must today, He must be Lord of all in our life. Well, the preacher, I got saved. All right, praise God. But where's the Lord in your living every day? Amen. Where's the Lord in your trust? Where's your Lord in your confidence today? I mean, are you just saved and that's it? I'm going to heaven. Glory. It's more to it. Face the fact today. Jesus just didn't die to save you. Jesus died to be Lord of your life. And to develop your life and to bless your life today. He must be the first and only in our lives. See, you can't just say, I love Jesus on Sunday. And I sing, oh, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. But then you go out on Monday and you're singing a different song. And your life has no reflection of the amazing grace. It has more identification to the wretchedness that you were still in because you never let Him bring you out to begin with. Hello. Do you understand He is God on high today? He has not slipped off the throne. He is God on high and He sits on the throne and He rules with grace and truth. Amen. He is God on high and He's the source of all greatness today. If you want greatness in your life, then you've got to employ Him in your life. Amen. It is He who hath made us and not we ourselves. We are the sheep of His pasture. He is worthy of our praise. He is worthy of our honor. He is worthy of our loyalty today. And He's the one who's almighty, everlasting, eternal, for He is Adonai. He is the Lord. Amen. It is He who saved your soul. Hallelujah. Save people in the house. Shout amen. Amen. It is He who covers you today with the garment of favor. Amen. It is He today who is our shelter in the time of storm. It is He who never leaves you lonely. It is He today who is our provider and our peace today. For He is the Prince of all peace and He's Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides and supplies. It is He whom today we declare is our refuge and our strength. As I sit there with a great grandmother this morning who was devastated and could not stop crying and wiping the tears and her heart was shattered. It's His presence that is that shelter in the time of storm. He is that helper. Hallelujah, it's He, for He is our God. And it's time we begin living like we are His people, amen? We have to take the facts and apply the knowledge of God's Word accordingly as the facts dictate today. Are you growing in the knowledge of His truth today? For His truth today, His truth sets you free. Knowledge is found in respect and knowledge is found in reverence today for God. And we recognize and realize who He is and what He has done. Proverbs 1:7 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So we're learning the facts, but we are not growing in the knowledge of God. We've got the facts, but we're not applying the knowledge of God's Word to the facts that we're facing. So therefore, we're staying like we are. Facts are fine in its place, but the knowledge of God and His Word that will liberate you today will produce the F-A-I-T-H I was telling you about. Amen. We're still the created and He is still the creator. I don't believe there's been any role change here. Amen. He is still God and we're not. Therefore, we're to live according to the Creator's plans for us today. And His plans are not always convenient. His plans are not always going to mesh with your plans. Sometimes God just takes your life and turns it upside down. But let me tell you what, God will orchestrate and work to your benefit and to your good, everything that He's got designed for your life. Amen. The Lord today does good stuff in your life. Amen. As long as you serve the world and serve the devil, you're going to get bad stuff from the world and the devil. But when you separate and surrender yourself to the Lord and let Him take over, let me tell you what, man, you'll get underneath the spout where the blessings come out. Amen. But preacher, why do Christians go through struggles and trials? Because we're still on the face of this earth and we're still living in an Adamic flesh. But let me tell you what. Thank God there's coming a day where there will be no trials that will enter in the city of God. There will be no Satan and there will be no sin and there will be no sickness and there will be no more difficulty. No more difficult days in your life. Praise God. God will bring you out and bring you in. And let me tell you what. He just doesn't want you to rejoice when you get there. He wants you to rejoice with the anticipation, the expectation of what is to come. Because something good is about to happen. Amen. Amen. Your life will not know satisfaction until you give God the opportunity to become Lord of your life. Well, here we are on Valentine's Day. Turn to your friend next to you, husband, wife, friend, whatever that person is to you. And whether you're identified or connected with them or not, wish them a happy Valentine's Day right now. Oh, we got kissing going on. I knew that was coming. Lips smacking and sugar being given out. Oh, have mercy. Hi, baby. Hi, baby. Love you, baby. Send one to you. Y'all back in the back? There's a couple for y'all, too. Amen. I'm not talking about you, Daniel. I'm talking about my daughter and her husband. Amen. But you want one, you can have one, too. Amen. But amen. But let me tell you about Valentine's Day. We're here on Valentine's Day. You realize today that marriage is more than roses and chocolates. How many of you had chocolates for breakfast this morning? Anybody? Oh, man. Good Lord. Amen. Let me tell you what. You know what God wants in your marriage today? He wants you to submit to God's plan for your marriage today. See, you can't have a successful marriage if you exclude God from your marriage. Michael, did you kiss your wife? Did you kiss your wife? I didn't see you do it. Let me see you do it. Oh, just checking here. Just making sure everything's all right. I threw a kiss. I got to hurry up and let you out of here. Because y'all got to go out and have that Valentine lunch. See, God has a plan for every marriage today. And it's just not a one day a year that you pacify with chocolates and roses. I'd open that bucket of worms, haven't I? Amen. Yeah. Yeah. They are nice, yeah. Debbie said she wouldn't mind a few chocolates. Amen. She ain't got a man on the hook or nothing, but she wouldn't mind a few chocolates along life's way. Amen. Praise the Lord. You should express your love to your mate every day. And if you don't have one, express your love to one that you'd like to be. But no. But anyway. Carlton, but hey. Show love, and you know what you get when you show love? You get love back, don't you? Amen. Not everybody's going to love you. That's okay. God loves you, and that's all that's important anyway. Amen. Your family will never be blessed until you're fulfilling God's plan in your home. And so the fact is this, this is the way God, the Creator, has designed it. And you can balk against it and fight against it, but it's not going to get you anywhere. It's better to obey than it is to sacrifice. Amen. So the sooner that we learn to live by His truth and do what He has designed for us today, let me tell you what, the more sooner that you'll become highly favored of the Lord and blessed mightily. Now, you have to be willing to let God today, you've got to let Him today take control and today liberate your life. Thank God in Christ, the old things are dead, passed away, gone. Therefore, if any man be in Christ is a new creature, old things are passed away, behold, all things have become new. Praise God, old habits today, old motives, old desires today have passed away. Dead. Do you understand that word dead? Flatline, no life. It's gone. Bury it. You're now a new person. With a new life, a new blessing that God has brought to you. He's given you a new heart. He's given you new desires. He's given you now something today that you can live for, a new life that He has provided for you. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.